Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Eureka police are asking for the public's help in locating 50-year-old Eureka resident Darren Silva for his role in a hit-and-run incident in January that sent a woman to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The victim was walking east on Booner when Silva, driving a white 1987 Toyota pickup truck, drove onto the sidewalk and ran her down. The victim was immediately flown to Santa Rosa for treatment of her injuries and did survive, and she identified Silva as her assailant. Silva, a Eureka native, is wanted on an attempted murder charge, and witnesses report that they heard him threaten to kill the victim twice in the hours leading up to the incident. Anyone with information about Silva or his whereabouts is asked to contact Eureka Police. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Fairhaven on Tuesday morning spotted a vehicle backed up against the boat ramp and saw a white male adult wearing a white t-shirt and hat walking around the truck. When the deputy attempted to contact the man, he fled the scene and led the deputy on a short pursuit that ended when the suspect pulled off into the dunes and escaped on foot. When other deputies reached the scene, they began to search the area for the vehicle and suspect and found the Toyota Sequoia in the dunes near Old Navy Base Road. A check revealed the Toyota had been stolen in Eureka on Sunday, and deputies also found a second stolen vehicle, a Nissan pickup truck, that had been stolen from a muffler shop in Eureka on the same day. The Nissan had been stripped of all valuables and the suspect was not located. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP unit conducted a probation search at a motel in the 2400 block of Broadway on Tuesday. A search of the room turned up more than 18 pounds of processed marijuana, worth about $2,000 per pound and $9,000 in cash. Officers then contacted 40-year-old Jonas Seymour, a known member of the 18th Street Gang, and arrested him on possession and possession for sale charges. We have an update on the wanted men connected with a shooting incident and burglaries in Mendocino County. It all started on Monday when a deputy pulled over a vehicle for expired registration. The driver instead launched into a 90-mile-per-hour chase on Highway 253. Officers were gaining on the truck when the passenger leaned out and started firing shots, and one of those rounds hit the patrol car's radiator, and the suspects got away. On Tuesday morning, sheriff's deputies heard the suspect, 30-year-old Christopher Skaggs, was seen walking in the 3000 block of State Street in Ukiah. They caught him after a short foot chase. The other suspect is 33-year-old Walter Christopher Miller, the man who allegedly fired at officers on Monday. Miller's whereabouts are unknown, and he is considered not only armed and dangerous, but someone with a history of violent behavior. You can see his photo on the Mendocino County Sheriff's website, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vesaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There's been another robbery in McKinleyville. Stephen Walker has more.
Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a robbery at the 76 gas station in the 2600 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville early this morning. The clerk reported that the suspect entered the store through a back door, stole an undisclosed amount of cash from the register, and exited through the front door, running past the clerk who was out front at the time. Deputies searched the area but could not locate the suspect, who was described only as being about 5'4", 150 pounds, who was wearing a black hoodie, a ski mask, blue jeans, and black shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
And the sheriff's office is investigating the theft of approximately $1,000 in copper wire from the new light stands erected at the McKinleyville High School football field. Deputies believe the theft happened sometime in the night of the 21st, and the thieves used a hacksaw to cut the copper wire loose and then pulled it from the stands. The cost of rewiring the field is going to be expensive, and the damage done is extensive. Anyone with information about the copper wire theft is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.